This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on Radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. Kicksville. The trippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and blind eyes attire.
You're listening to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
So that's our standing by. I'll take caller 9 now at 844-999. Ola, and you'll play Profile this in minutes. But first, Wobbin, and we made it's drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve at Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. Today we toast an unidentified 46-year-old man from Indian River County, Florida. The story begins when a deputy spotted a car that was reported stolen parked in a public lot. Well, the deputy gets out of his vehicle and searched the area for suspects, including the public restrooms. The lights weren't on, and no one responded when the officer announced himself. However, the deputy spied a gentleman sitting on the toilet with his pants down. Next to him, two shirts and some broken electronics. No, he was not masturbating. I'll just cut that off of the knees right there. Well, at this point, according to the police report, quote, due to the subject being in an area with a recently reported stolen vehicle, and he attempting to conceal himself in a dark bathroom without answering my initial announcement, I maintained a visual on the suspect's hands for officer safety purposes. The man got some toilet paper and used it to wipe himself, and then he looked at the paper in a fashion so that the deputy could also see. Basically, the guy telegraphing, hey man, I'm just taking...
How far does he pull that out to take a look at it?
Well, this is where the problems began for him. The investigator noted, quote, no discoloration consistent with cleaning fecal matter from himself.
Are you telling maybe he had a clean wipe? It does happen. It does happen.
Investigators deduced the man was pretending to use the facilities as a ruse because, again, that toilet paper was so white after clearly wiping his derriere in front of the officer.
That was the evidence?
They wound up linking the man to the stolen vehicle. He was arrested on charges of grand theft auto and giving a false name.
You think he fake wiped?
He did.
He wasn't pooping. Well, that's another thing you could say. The bathroom didn't smell like he blew it up. He'd been in there for a while.
What is this clean wipe you talk about?
You've never wiped and there's nothing?
Not on my
after
first.
Poop?
Yeah.
On the first
one. On the
wipe.
First?
Yeah. You got to get on the Metamucil train. I'm telling you right now, man. It's a game changer.
How dirty is your underwear?
Not at all. That's what I'm saying. I mean, man, this stuff's amazing.
Are you wiping your butt? You like wiping your hand?
No. Trust me. People out there know what I'm talking about. The Metamucil people. They know me.
I don't know.
It happens.
I like my Air Fryer Club better.
Do you?
You got your Metamucil people.
Look,
I got my Air Fryer.
In must come out.
That is true. So part of the fun is
you can
wipe.
Take care of the in. I'll take care of the out.
Okay. Put us together. We're like Voltron.
Exactly.
I was walking home.
Buy an air fryer. Get a free tub of Metamucil.
I was walking home yesterday and there was a
the thing of Metamucil just open on the street. Somebody had spilled it.
Oh.
And I started laughing. I was like, oh, Miles, be pissed.
I would.
You're the only person I think of Metamucil.
And it was his. It was orange.
Just think how smooth it could have been and easy. But not now.
But yeah, he had a clean wipe, and they ended up linking them together. The officer noted there's nothing on
I
that.
I can't believe
paper.
He kept an eye on him to where he could see when he looked.
But the guy because held it up for him to
yeah,
see.
Yeah, but if he was fake wiping, he would never look because he knows there's nothing there.
You would think that. Or maybe he hoped the clean
maybe
wipe.
Just have it.
I used Metamucil. Those were his last words before he got arrested. Right.
And how far did he hold it out or hold it up?
I don't know. Right.
I think he's probably thinking I should have kept some in there.
I mean, if the cops are knocking on the door, I'm probably going to have to use a bathroom.
Well, at least say something.
Yeah.
Either way, yeah, that's what got him. Hmm. It's clean butt. So we pour this booze and we drink this booze because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies. Down the hola, bitola!
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
Hey, Stephen Thrill Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story. Something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes a story a story. By the way, Miles, people are letting us know that the clean wipe is called a ghost wipe.
A ghost wipe?
Many people. Oh, yeah, dude, it's a ghost wipe. Hello, Nick. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola.
All right. Nick, what are you doing? Are you out there driving around?
Oh, yeah, man. I'm delivering Amazon packages now, so, you know.
How many can you hit in an hour?
I don't know in an hour, but in an eight-hour shift, the most I've had is like 160.
Jeez.
Now, did they give you one of those big Mercedes-type Sprinter vans?
Bro, I got a Ford one. I want to drive the Mercedes Sprinter van, but our unit doesn't have it.
You're kidding me. I thought, what about Dodge one? Don't Dodge make them as well?
I think it's Ram, but yeah, I feel you. Yeah, we just got the Ford, so...
See, I want to steal one of those and turn it into my ultimate camper van. I'm not kidding you, man.
If you see us going slow, there's this app that tracks us on hard turns and braking and phone manipulation. So just give us time. We're going slow around the turn. I want to take the turn at 35, but I can't.
That's all right, man. All right.
But see, that's good to know. That's information that other drivers want to know.
Mm-hmm. Wow, there's a ton of Sprinter vans. That are already.
I know. Yeah, that's. I think that looks pretty cool. What about are you delivering any air fryers?
I haven't seen the air fryers. Usually, they're not marked like that, but sometimes they are.
Okay,
trust me, they're air fryers.
Well, thank you for doing that, man. A lot of people need stuff, and that's
Miles
how
needs
it.
An air fryer. So if there's like a leftover one,
yeah, I mean. It's lost
I'll take it for you.
Okay, there you go.
Appreciate it.
Yeah, and I need those party lights, man. I feel like I ordered them 2 weeks ago.
Things are a little bit delayed because essential stuff is being sent now.
Party lights aren't essential? You go to hell.
I need my essential party lights.
You're not going to have a party.
Well, my bedroom needs to be a nightclub, so I have a place to go.
You're going to turn your bedroom into a nightclub?
Yeah.
Okay.
This is what happens when people... are locked down.
It's got flags in the living room.
Tom Hanks makes friends with the volleyball. Ted has opened a nightclub.
Okay.
All right, Nick.
Hey, listen, Friday nights are ladies' nights in that club. It's great.
All right, Nick, you understand how this here game is played?
Oh, yeah.
All right, fantastic. As always, I have three stories in front of me. Two of them deal with the world of ethnicity / race. The third story deals with the wonderful world of drugs. And which direction would you like to go today?
Ethnicity and race.
Ethnicity / race.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And Nick, who do you belong to? What do you check on the box?
Mexican. I'm Mexican, but, you know, I'm adopted as my mom's white, so, you know, honorary white person, I guess.
You're an honorary white person? I don't think you want to be an honorary white person.
I don't know.
It's okay. It's okay. I got the tan, so it's not a big deal.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, well, here's the story, my honorary white friend. A Springfield man is facing charges after destroying a home and running from police officers.
What's Springfield, first of all? Because this is ethnicity, so I need to know the exact, because there's 10 Springfields. So what part of the country?
Go through this. You know what, man?
Springfield, Illinois.
Springfield, Mass.
Missouri, Massachusetts.
I don't know.
Springfield Springs.
Yeah.
Rick Springfield.
Are you driving backwards there?
No, that's another van. I'm just walking up.
Springfield, Oregon?
Well, we go to Springfield, where the Simpsons live, where a man is facing charges after destroying a home and running from police officers. Springfield police say they responded to the call around midnight on Monday, and they found a Ford Silver Escape that had crashed into a home, making the home unlivable. Well, the suspect, 31-year-old, he fled the scene and was later found wearing only underwear, a white tank top, black boots. Officers say he smelled of alcohol. Now, he was reportedly kicking and spinning at the officers, tried to bite one of them. When all that nonsense was done, he gets arrested for DUI. Now, a clear plastic bag was found inside the vehicle he was driving. Four pills inside of it tested positive for ecstasy. Well, after bringing him to the county jail, police say that he threw his underwear at an officer, hitting him in, as we covered yesterday, the duty belt. Anyway, the guy was arrested on charges of possession of a controlled substance, aggravated DUI, and aggravated battery to a peace officer. My question for you is, do you believe that this man, who was drunk, crashed his car into a house, when he gets out of the car, is wearing cowboy boots, cowboy hat, shirt, and underwear, and then throws his underwear at the cops at the police station, is black, white, Mexican, or Asian?
Uh-oh. You still there?
Hello.
Are you there?
Yeah, there you
okay.
go.
What do you think?
Did I hear he had ecstasy on him?
He did. He had ecstasy. Four pills tested positive for ecstasy.
It's Illinois. Springfield, Illinois.
All right.
So he had four pills of ecstasy. Where was it on him? If he threw the underwear. Like in his boots?
They found it inside of the car. They found a bag inside of the car and inside of the bag.
I mean, when I think a drunk guy on ecstasy, I generally think of a white person.
He crashed it into somebody's home, right?
So he's driving his car, right? This is how the cops figure out there's something wrong. His car slams into a home, makes the home unlivable. That's
Which
how big the impact is, right?
Damage, yeah.
He gets out of the car, tries to run away. The cops manage to get a hold of him. Again, he's wearing underwear, boots, hat, and a shirt. At this point, he tries to fight the officer, spits at him, tries to bite one of them. They finally get him in the car. They take him to the station. When they get to the station, he pulls off his underwear and throws it at one of the cops. It hits him in the duty belt. Well, at that point, they also search the car that he'd crashed. That's where they found the bag that had the pills.
I mean, it sounds pretty white, but also honorary white guy who's actually Mexican, you would know that the cowboy boots are big in white culture and Mexican culture.
Yeah, I know. And I was born in Chicago, so I'll just go Mexican and hope that, Ted, what do you think?
Man, you didn't say anything about tasing or...
No. Just, I mean, they may have...
I mean, it seems like he was fighting with the cops a lot, but it feels pretty white.
Nick, is Springfield, is it northern Illinois? Is it farm country? What is it exactly?
Oh, I was just born there. I don't know.
Okay.
I was brought out here when I was like 2 months old.
Gotcha.
You know, I'll go white because I want it to be white, but yeah, I'll go white.
Okay.
All right, white guy takes white.
Okay. Ted, what are you doing here?
I think I'm sticking with white.
You're going to stick with white?
My instinct says it's so white it might be something else, but I'm just like, I don't know.
I'm going to go Mexican. That's what I'm doing.
Cowboy boots, right. Ecstasy, drunk.
Sounds like a good time, either way. Okay, Nick, hold the line. We're going to find out if this guy is black, white, Mexican, or Asian next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
We're going to Springfield, Illinois on Profile This. We got a guy who's driving.
Real high.
Either that or drunk. He had ecstasy on him. No one knows. He probably was on it, but either way, he was
got the DUI after he crashed his car through a house so bad they had to tear the damn thing down. But he was eventually caught with his cowboy hat, and his cowboy boots and shirt on.
That is correct. But after taking down to the police station, he then removed his underwear and threw it at a police officer, which again goes back to the one question I ask any police officer. Why do you want to be a police officer? See, the only people that happens to, police officers. The rest of us, we don't deal with that crap. But anyway, Nick, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexican, or Asian? Now, you are, in fact, an honorary white person through adoption.
Oh, yeah.
But of Mexican descent, I believe you said?
Yeah, you got ripped off on tamales, brother.
Okay.
I mean, I'm just thinking about all the things you missed.
All the tamales.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the first thing.
Oh, yeah. Mom makes tamales.
Don't worry about the great weather, the palm trees. Tamales. And in the end, you guessed, you said white because you wanted them to be?
Yeah, yeah.
And Ted,
I went white as well. Drugs, or the drugs, and then just the physical attack on the cops, but he didn't seem tased.
And Miles, what direction did you go?
I went Mexican on this one.
Went Mexican. Well, to everyone involved.
Oh, no. No way.
Sorry. The dude with ecstasy, who's wearing cowboy boots and a cowboy hat and was pantsless, was black.
You are kidding me.
Yeah,
is he in the reggae cowboys?
I was like, no one's going to guess this. This is
what
not,
in the hell?
I don't care who you are.
That's not even fair.
You weren't big.
That's not fair.
No, ecstasy, cowboy boots.
Yeah, and
right?
A cowboy hat.
Attacking cops.
Right. Everything about it. Yeah, that's a black dude.
All right, you know?
Huh.
See, there's still miracles in the world.
Wow.
We're just, Miles and I are just like, no way, man. That's us. It's white stuff.
Your faces don't even seem to accept this reality.
No.
You guys are both like, are you sure? I'm sure.
I mean, is that, I'm not going to say it, but it seems a little cultural appropriation.
Well, his first name was Alfonso. That's my own giveaway.
Alfonso?
Yeah, that's why I didn't give it. Alfonso Brown. That's the dude. All right. Now, see, if I'd said Alfonso Brown, you would have known.
Would have known.
Yeah.
Now for all TV news all the time, it is time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Yeah, we got Christopher Titus coming up here in a few minutes. That's very exciting, Ted.
We do.
Yes.
Hopefully I'll get in time to hear my jokes.
That's pretty damn good.
Get your funny jokes ready.
All right. Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
Seth Meyers. Ted and Writers.
Is it Ted or is it Late Night?
Yeah, right there in the title. These guys have professional writers write their monologues each and every night. It's up to you to determine, is this a professional late-night joke, and by who, or is it a The Ted Smith Original?
The largest operators of shopping malls in the country has announced that they'll be reopening 49 different malls in 10 states on Friday, but to keep play areas and drinking fountains closed, which is weird, because usually the only things closed at the mall are 90% of the stores.
I'm going to guess Seth Meyers.
Conan O'Brien.
Seth Meyers.
The largest operator of shopping malls in the country has announced that they will begin reopening 49 different malls in 10 states on Friday, but will keep play areas and drinking fountains closed, which will be weird because usually the only things closed in the mall are 90% of the stores.
By the way, regarding profile this, someone just sent this comment. Old Town Road, bro.
Oh, Old Town
Road. The horses are in the
That's
back.
It.
Old Town Road.
Costco announced that customers will have to wear face masks, which is good, because now you can stay anonymous when you buy 6 gallons of cheese balls.
Jimmy Fallon.
Conan O'Brien.
Jimmy Fallon.
Costco announced that starting next week, all customers will have to wear face masks. It's good, because now you can stay anonymous while you buy 6 gallons of cheese balls.
Big thing going around the internet has people answering the question, have you ever wondered why the handles on McFlurry spoons are square and hollow? It's actually because they got dumped for a cooler, hip guy.
Deep touch, man.
Yeah.
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 Square and hollow? The National Spelling Bee has been canceled. So now coronavirus is even affecting the kids who never leave the house.
Damn.
Conan.
Seth Meyers.
Conan.
Did you hear this? The National Spelling Bee has been canceled. Yeah. So now the coronavirus is even affecting kids
who never left the house.
Damn.
I know, that's a good joke, but it almost seems a little harsh coming out of Conan's
mouth. Nah, he's right.
It's funny, though.
Good for Apple.
Somebody had to say it, so he did. I always talk, well, obviously, I talk a lot about TV. It's a TV segment.
Yeah.
Different stuff that comes out over on cable. The big thing is The Last Dance right now. But Netflix has some new stuff coming out in May, which, of course, would be tomorrow.
Oh, that's right. Old Person's mm-hmm. Month.
Old Person's Month.
Oh, yeah.
Jerry Seinfeld, 23 Hours to Kill, his latest stand-up, drops May 5th, Cinco de Mayo.
I will say this. I have seen Jerry Seinfeld do stand-up, and this is after watching his show for years, right?
Right.
And, you know, he would do a little bit at the beginning of the show or whatever. Jerry Seinfeld, honest to God, was one of the best stand-up acts I have ever seen in my life.
He should be for all the money he's got.
He was, I mean, he was nonstop with jokes. He was, just, I mean, with him and Brian Regan are my two favorites. Man, I'm telling you, his stand-up is hysterical.
Seinfeld is great. Dead to Me, season 2 with Christina Applegate, that comes out on May 8th. And then if you're looking to watch something live to watch, we have Chris Titus joining us right now to tell us about his new live streaming special that happens this Saturday on his YouTube channel.
What's up? Can you hear me?
We can hear you. Assuming that that's you. What are you doing?
I love that we basically have all this technology and we went back to basically the telegraph. Mm-hmm. Hello. Oh. Now, you're calling me now.
We're calling you?
We're calling you.
No, we're not calling you. It's one of one of your many, many managers probably.
I fired
you. Christopher Titus.
Career.
We got to know. We know you well. Are you losing your mind? I know you're an itchy guy. You're not
someone known for sitting idle.
That's what I'm saying. I can't see you sitting still. Are you just driving people nuts? What's happening?
You think I'm nuts? Try living with me. I woke up the other night and my wife said she was, quote, adjusting my pillow, but she was standing over me with it in her hand. That's not good.
Yeah. Does she still love you?
Yeah, we've been together too much. She's my best friend, man. I know that sounds, but by the way, everybody out there listening, for God's sakes, get rid of that first wife and get a second one. They're so much better.
What was the quote?
You know what? I'm right there with you. I have to agree. Brother. And it turns out our first wives may have been related because I believe the quote you used was she had become a demon that slithered from the anus of Satan. That's the quote. Yeah. And I thought to myself, oddly, so did my first wife. Maybe they're related, or maybe we were married. Or Satan has a really big anus, because I think a lot of demons have escaped from it.
Well, the rumor is Satan has a monster anus.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
It's not factual. So, yeah, it's weird. I think it's the weirdest thing I've ever been through. And it's not like any of the movies told us it was going to be. I mean, you know, the movies were fighting over gasoline. Well, now gas is $1 a barrel and toilets $18 a roll. Like, we have to go back and remake Road Warrior, except with toilet paper now.
That is kind of the thing. Like, at least when you watch Road Warrior, like, you don't want to be in a situation, but something about it's badass. If there's zombies on the street, it's bad. We don't have any of that. We're watching Netflix sitting at home. Like, mm-hmm. This is not the Contagion movie we were expecting.
No, it is not. I'm sitting there. My wife loves Hallmark movies. I'm watching Hallmark just going to slit my wrist. I'm just slowly carving my own name into my arm while the Hallmark movie's on, trying to get through this. But everything's weird. You know, it's a bizarre time. And I find it bizarre that you have to be 6 feet away from everybody and you're safe, but 5'10", dead. I just don't quite get that either.
You got to spike the hair up again. Hey, you know, here in Seattle, there's a lot of computer programmers working from home. The weather's still somewhat overcast and everything. Are people losing their mind in Los Angeles, the celebrities and everyone else? It's sunny. They're used to being social. They're used to being seen. They're used to doing projects, going out, even if they're not doing projects, talking about projects, getting together for lunch, you know, blah, 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 blah. Is this tough on Hollywood?
Is it tough on... You know what? Honestly, when you said that, I just wanted to stab myself. Is it tough on Hollywood? It's a flying rat's ass if it's tough on Hollywood. It's really tough on Hollywood. In fact, all those people you talk about, those quote-unquote celebrities, are have to sit up by their own pools now. It's really rough on everybody.
I know, it's a horrible thing. I remember Arnold Schwarzenegger, was one of the first people to tell everyone, hey, you know what, man, it's really important to stay home. As he's sitting in his pool smoking a cigar, and his yard is like the size
and he's petting his mini mule or his mini donkey.
How about Madonna in a bathtub full of rose petals saying, hey, I'm thinking of you. Are you really thinking of me, psychopath?
Chris, she's taking a rod.
She was in milk. She was taking a bath in milk.
That's right. It was milk.
It was milk.
I guess all those dairies that were dumping it sent it to her. So
no, that's why they started dumping it. Suddenly, it seemed a lot less appetizing. Like, Jesus.
Hey, look, I've had pasta with a hair in it, but never a glass of milk.
I don't want a Madonna hair in anything I'm drinking.
Turns the milk Madonna eat. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So what I'm doing now is I'm going to go, I'm being forced to get hired up at a diseased meat plant. That's where I'm going now because I can't work. Can't do comedy. It'd be safer than a comedy club right now.
No, listen. If you are called on to report to your meat working duty to tell me you have bone spurs, you don't have to go.
I wouldn't go in a second, man. No. Yeah. I think this whole thing's not real. It's a conspiracy designed by the vegans. That's what I believe happened.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm right there with you.
And the CrossFitters.
That's a conspiracy I'll jump in on.
Yeah, the vegans did it. If anything we can blame on vegans, I'm behind it.
Yeah,
there's a lot of weird stuff going on, too. A buddy of mine said when they did that flyover in New York, he said, yeah, that's what New York needs, low-flying aircraft.
Sure.
Yeah.
What could that possibly conjure up?
Yeah, everybody's much calmer now.
Exactly. Where were you when this thing happened? As far as where were you?
In Florida. I was working in Florida when it happened. I was working at a casino in Florida, and we stopped doing our merch line and stuff, and I just kind of stayed away from everybody. And then we got home, and that next Monday, all hell broke loose. So I think I don't know, man. Everybody's like wants to. Look. The one good thing about this thing is it's going to kill stupid people. It seems there's a lot of stupid people out, and it's going to kill stupid people. And stupid people ruin stuff, and that's what's happening right now. It'll be all right. It'll be all right, I guess. I hope. Jesus.
So I guess through all this, you've Christopher Titus, you've come up with a new plan. You're going to just do a show on YouTube from your home? Is that where you're doing it?
No, God, no. I have a soundstage. By the way, I would never do a show, just so everybody knows, I would never do a show where I yell into a laptop. Sorry, guys, I'm not doing it.
All right.
I have a soundstage, which I had for years. We actually are bleaching it. I've got a buddy that's got a disinfectant trunk. I don't know if he imported it from China, from Wuhan or what. Right. We're actually going to disinfect the whole building. We're bleaching the floors. Everybody's got to wear masks. Any alcohol that we give to our friends, they get in their own bottle after it's been wiped down with bleach. And then I only have like 12 people in the audience. And we sold a lot of tickets. So I'm doing my whole show, Carrying Monsters. And we built a set, so it's going to look like a real comedy special. Three. Wow. I didn't want to just do something lame. I wanted it to be good.
Okay.
You know, and also I want to give other comics who can't work, you know, if they want to come in and shoot another special, if this works, and kind of keep the business going, because I think we need to laugh right now. But the other hand is, if you can't afford the $10 for the show, go to my YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, and I always have four comedy specials up. I've got eight, so I keep switching them. There's four comedy specials up for free right now, 90-minute specials, and because 20th, I can't even believe I'm saying this because I'm probably going to get sued, but I own part of the show. So Titus, the show, right? 20th Century owned it. They sold to Disney. Disney owns it now. Well, Disney shut down, so nobody knows, and they don't know they have it. So I started putting it up on my YouTube channel every day.
They don't even know they own you.
That's my Road Warrior move. That's my big science. I stole my own TV show.
Could you get a free ticket to Disneyland if it opens back up, or is that not even in the cards?
No. Not at all. Not ever. They don't want me. By the way, it's a restraining order, and it's, you know, look, the dude was, he's wearing a suit. I just thought it was fun, and so I don't want to talk about it. I can't talk about it.
You're not supposed to touch the character.
How did I know it was a character?
Okay, Christopher, let's assume this. I know you read the news. I've seen you go off on Twitter.
One more thing. Yep. Don't take mushrooms when you go to Disneyland. Just a little tip for everybody. Trying to be safe.
Yeah, dude, you're supposed to take it when you go to Disney World.
Yeah.
There you go. Wow, it's a whole world. There's many worlds on one world. Yeah, I've had that conversation.
Do you, do you see as some of these states start opening up, do you think comedy clubs will follow in those areas? I mean, do you think that people start calling you and saying, hey, you want to come down here to Georgia, Florida, wherever it is that they open up Texas?
It's going to be weird, though, because, it's already happened. I already got a couple calls to do it, and... But they can only do half capacity, and people have to sit apart. Every comedy club for a while is going to look like a food court in a mall on a Tuesday. That's what it's going to look like.
With less people, is this now a 4-drink minimum? You know,
exactly. Just a bunch of drunk people sleeping at tables. It's going to be perfect,
right? The show on the YouTube channel, Christopher Titus TV, that is airing on Saturday night. This Saturday night, correct?
Saturday, 7 o'clock on the West Coast, 10 o'clock on the East Coast. Yeah, and it's going to be a full show. It's going to be 90 minutes of comedy. We got 12 people just for my timing, and we're doing the whole show, man. The show I was touring with it when it was Carrying Monsters, and which is from a Richard Pryor quote. Richard Pryor said in an interview once, "We all carry our own monsters." And with my life, I thought, oh yeah, and all my monsters were given to me by people that said they loved me. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Jesus. So we're gonna do it. It's gonna start at 7 o'clock, and it'll be a lot of fun. You know, I'm opening with some stuff about what's going on right now, and then I'll go into the show, but you can't go out right now, and if you do go, I mean, unless you're Florida, and then, hey, God bless everybody.
Yeah, right. And the show's going to be live, right? It's not pre-taped or anything.
Yeah, it'll be live. It's funny, because I was panicking about that. I told my wife, I go, oh, my God, I can't believe I do the live show, and she looks at me, she's a comic too, and she goes, you know, every night you do it live, right?
Yeah.
In front of
a studio audience.
You do like four of them
a
week.
That's what you do.
Yeah, but what did you say
it was a
camera's
dumb thing
rolling?
To say. Yeah.
All you gotta do is aim a camera and it makes people uncomfortable.
Okay, all right, let me tell you how stupid I really am. I'm pretty creative, but when it comes to smarts, not really. So I was looking through I bought masks from this company. I was going to buy masks, and they don't exist. Actually, the 800 number they give is this other dude who's pissed because he's getting 60 calls a day that people who got ripped off. So I call my bank, and I'm like, and I'm going down my list of bank accounts. I go, what is this Paganda? This Paganda. And my wife's looking over my shoulder, and she goes, PG&E. I called it Paganda. I'm an idiot. I'm a moron.
That's like some country that no one's from.
Comedy on Saturday night. Go to ChristopherTitus.com. Sign up. You know what? I got to tell you guys, just to get serious for a second. What's really cool about this thing is that I'm only doing it for $10. It costs a lot more to go to any comedy show, really. But I wanted people to be able to, you know, have something new in the midst of all this. And the weird thing is people are signing up, and then they're going, hey, I'm giving you an extra $40 for these four people because they lost their jobs and stuff. So I got to be honest, it's been really cool. I'm not giving anybody a break, but everybody else seems to be really nice. Okay.
It is amazing how nice suddenly people have become.
But also it's nice to have something to look forward to this Saturday, like live entertainment.
Yeah, that's true. Live anything is awesome except press conferences. But yeah.
Well, those are fun too, but there's always a consequence, man. But I mean, you know, my work schedule's been off. I'm on the same schedule as Axl Rose was on the going to bed like 7 a.m., getting up at 7 p.m. But I changed it by I started doing the recommended daily injection of disinfectants, and I'm getting up better now.
We know you better than that. You're spending all your days doing kung fu, working out, running, driving people nuts.
I got to get back. You know what's really weird? Here's how bad our country's looking right now. I got a buddy. So the guy who's doing the line producing on the special on Saturday, he works for another company, and they had to cancel their shoot around the world in Singapore. So he calls the woman in Singapore who runs it over there, and he goes, hey, you know, we can't make it. We'll do it after. And she goes, hey, I just want to be serious for a second. Don't inject bleach.
I wonder why. Christopher Titus, Saturday night, YouTube.com. It's Christopher Titus TV, and that's 7 o'clock our time here on the West Coast, correct?
Yeah. And don't watch the free specials too. If you can't make this thing on Saturday, there's free specials for you, and there's I think we have almost 30 episodes of the Titus Show. We're putting one episode up a day. And I have to be honest, Zach Ward is so funny. I forgot how funny Zach Ward is. He's so funny, it actually pissed me off. Actually, at one point I was like, wow, I sucked on this show. Why was I on there? Why was the show called Titus?
Scott,
you know, dude, I honestly could not remember the name of the show earlier today.
You gotta be kidding.
No, my wife's like, who is he? And I said, man, it's Christopher freaking Titus. He had his own show. She's like, what was it called? I'm like, I don't remember. So I run this by Miles. Miles looks at me and goes, Titus!
Oh, God. The show's Titus!
My Paganda mistake earlier. Great, dude.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. You're doing it live. Christopher Titus, thank you so much. We appreciate it. There you go, TV Time with Ted. Yeah. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela is the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Swedish city determined to discourage festival gatherings. Well, they cover an entire park in Chicken Manure. Turns out that Honda mechanic who was fired over her adult videos, well, it was her co-workers who were watching them at work, just to be sure. Florida man pretends he's taking a crap to elude police. TV anchor busted on camera with woman in home who wasn't his niece. And a truck hits a bump, spilling thousands of medical masks on the California highway. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's my car.
Top story, we go to Sweden where they've got an idea to deter people from attending a festival in the area. The annual festival, and I'm going to screw this up, of Walpurgis Night. Walpurgis? It's coming up, and thousands of people are descending on the city of Lund to take part in the festivities despite the pandemic instructions not to. In an effort to combat these crowds, the city plans on dropping 2,000 pounds of chicken manure to drive the crowds away.
That would do it.
That would.
I don't know if you've ever smelled chicken ass, but man, it is a different class of poop smell.
I was about to say, I've heard on multiple occasions that chicken manure is, like you said, it is completely out of this world.
You can trust me, though. We'll be cutting that grass twice a week now after that's done. that's serious fertilizer.
Rich.
Putting people back to work. I'm landscaping the park.
Grow anything.
In other news,
they grow grass right out their butts.
To the stuff that's stuck there. In California, police respond to multiple calls of a man causing a massive traffic jam on the freeway. Multiple witnesses saw the man stopped in his truck on the freeway, throwing boxes into the lanes. Inside the boxes, tons of surgical masks. The traffic jam was caused by cars stopping all over the highway to collect up the protective equipment. Nearly 1,000 masks were removed from the freeway, and there were no reported injuries. And that was really the big worry, is that this guy was just tossing all these masks on the freeway. And yeah, a lot of these cars were stopping, but not everybody was. So they were kind of worried that somebody was going to get whacked there. So
is he just doing it to...
I don't know. They didn't... I don't know the motivation. Right.
I don't know
that they actually caught the guy. Yeah, I think he was...
But isn't he... You'd be like, we're arresting him, but cool.
Right? Like, was he trying to do good, or...
Oh, I thought it was more like he was trying to ruin him by throwing him in the street.
That could be, too.
That could be. I don't know. Look, that's the thing. We don't know the motivation. I took it. Maybe I'm trying to find the good in people. And I never do that.
Yeah, that's weird. I went to the dark side. You know what this guy's doing is an abstract piece of art. It's up to interpretation.
That's what you call it. If you do something public that's stupid, just call it abstract art, right? That's all you got to do.
Could be anything.
If at first you don't succeed, a man in Florida managed to get himself busted twice in a week.
Okay.
He was arrested after he got into a fight with another motorist. When the officers arrived at the scene, he performed poorly on the field sobriety test and blew a .15.
Who is a .15?
He was arrested, released on bail, and sent about his way.
I'm Officer .15.
Why are you smiling, officer?
Because I'm Officer .15.
3 days later, he met another officer. Police responded to a call about a motorist driving recklessly in the wrong lane. They found our man who admitted that he shouldn't be driving after refusing the field sobriety test.
Who's the other officer?
He blew a .235.
I'm
Obama said 0.235. I also like this man. I want to speak to his character, Your Honor.
You're encouraging him to drive.
Right. Damn it. But he was arrested again.
I don't, you know, it seems that's Florida.
That's Florida.
That's Florida.
Good work. We go to Spain, where a news reporter is the latest of people getting themselves into trouble. This is a great story. Like many other news groups around the world, the man was reporting a story from the comfort of his home. In the middle of the story, multiple viewers noticed a half-naked woman strolled through the camera view.
Bottom half naked.
The bigger issue, it was not his TV star wife that walked by. He is now the subject of a nasty, nasty cheating scandal.
Oh, have you seen the video, man?
I have.
No.
He's fine. It's great. That is it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
And it was Mike today, if you're wondering.
Yes,
we'll see you next time for 10 versus the FCC.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.